sixth inning. It's getting late early for the Richmond Royals. Got to pick their heads up and go out and do some hitting here. They find themselves down by two, 4-2 in the sixth.
Well, you got your five hitter up, getting his third viewing of Jordan Roos, and two is not, you know, out of the realm by any means, especially you scored. Your first two guys you had go to bat scored, you know, so it has happened, but, you know, yeah, you look up there and it's the sixth already. It's like, oh, okay, that's 12 outs yet.
You bet. You need guys like Cole Schmitz and you need guys like Logan Altshire and Cameron Miller to now come up big for you. Facing Jordan Roos for a third time. Schmitz 1-for-2. And oh, I don't know what the neighboring town is, but it's coming your way. That ball was creamed foul over the third base dugout.
He will not be seeing whatever that was again.
No. Here's Roos's curveball. Will miss, says the home plate umpire, in 1-1. One ball, one strike.
So Blaine Ottman had his lineup card out and making an adjustment on it. I wonder if Blaine may be making a move.
1-1. The Roos pitch. That's outside and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Schmitz a swing and a miss, strike two, and 2-2.
Big hack at that one, trying to cut the deficit in half with that swing, Randy. He's always pretty much got one thing on his mind.
He swings hard, though. That's what I tell guys, swing hard. 2-2, Schmitz will follow that to the netting. Count stays 2-2.
That's a lot of Eggerline behind, like that back warning track back here. 30 feet of Eggerline.
A lot of weeds to pick.
Bet.
2-2. Pitch to Schmitz. He hits it a ton. Straight away center field, though. They're making the catch. Center fielder Pat Kusatz. And one out.
Gave it a ride right at him. If that's a gap, it's double. But it's not a gap, Randy. Right at the center fielder. Cole 1-for-3 now. That brings Logan Altshire up. Got a Royal RBI.
Yep, Logan with the base hit. Hit that one to left center field in his first at bat. Jordan Roos ready, the right-hander. Kicks and delivers, and Altshire takes inside a ball, 1-0.
Logan had a nice region for Richmond. Ended up going 5-for-15.
Altshire will pop this one back and over our heads, and the count now at a ball and a strike. 1-1. That little inside-out swing of Logan's at left center field gap looks tempting. Ooh, he takes something on the outside corner. Nice pitch by Roos in 1-2.
Got that hook moving, Randy.
Man. One ball, two strikes. Jordan Roos' pitch, curveball, that misses outside, and 2-2. 2-2 the count. We're in the top of the sixth inning, a 4-2 Dumont lead. And a foul tip into the mitt of Zach. Out on strikes is Logan.
Second strikeout for Jordan Roos. I mean, you take away that first inning where they sent 8 to the plate. 3 in the second, 4 in the third, 3 in the fourth, 4 in the fifth. First two retired here in the sixth. Whatever Jordan figured out there after the first frame, it's been working for him.
It has. Cameron Miller steps into the batter's box. Cameron 0-for-2 today. And Miller loops this foul and out of play. 0-1.
Spring Hill Chargers victorious earlier today. The thriller in Hamburg.
Pitch a little bit high to Cam Miller in the count. A ball and a strike.
Now, do you assume they went straight home, partied there, or maybe made a couple stops on the way back?
I would imagine it's probably home. I know the Terrace boys, their mother and father are here watching the game.
Yeah, they got a son-in-law catching for Richmond.
That's right. So they got to keep the family happy.
Speak of the devil, was she waving at you when you said that?
No, no. She's got other friends. And I believe that's Brenda Terrace there.
That it was.
Yep. Three balls, one strike to Miller. They kick the pitch on the outside corner in 3-2. Nice story. Brenda works over at Sportsman's Den, where her sister Cindy runs Sportsman's Den and owns it. And Brenda picked up the phone one day when I was calling Cindy. And I said, Cindy. She goes, no, this is her sister. And I said, boy, do you two sound alike as Miller follows this down the first base line.
Tough to tell who had who was answering the phone there.
Who had the phone? She said, I've been told that. I'm sure Cindy is listening back at home. Cheered on her nephews earlier today. Three balls, two strikes to Miller. Two outs, and now Roos will step off the mound.
He has got nowhere to be, huh?
This is on his time. Back in to the box, Miller. Back on the rubber, Roos, the 3-2. Line drive up the middle. Paul has it behind second. James Long throw across the diamond. 6-3 on the putout. The Dumont Saint defense up to the task here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. We played 5.5. Dumont 4, Richmond 2. Moore State Tournament Baseball coming up in 1.5 here on KASN.
If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J-style feed bunks, bunker-style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Working hand-in-hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288.
Taking fire safety precautions today can help keep your tomorrow secure. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, encourage you to talk fire safety, test your smoke alarms, and make an escape plan with your family during Fire Prevention Week. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. Contact an agent today. With us, you can trust in tomorrow. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit, or a double, or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
Bottom of the sixth inning here at Waconia. Fire Department Field. Are we going to say that? Or
it's a Lions Field on the wall.
Lions Field, okay. Fire Department paid for the scoreboard. That's what they said. That's how it works. Some defensive changes for the Richmond Royals as we go to the bottom six, Kirk.
Yeah, into pitch now is Eli Emerson. Eli Emerson comes out of the bullpen. Brady Clare moves to center. Mason Primus moves to right. Trent Gertkin to second. Kyle Buddy to the water cooler.
And at the plate for the Dumont Saints, that ball comes right back to us as Eric Deal, the first baseman.
So you go hard-throwing lefty to a hard-throwing righty.
Eli got to pitch in college. He got to pitch in the Northwoods League, so he's had a busy summer.
Making his Royal debut in the state tournament. Not a bad little gig, huh?
No. The count. Emerson comes home. That's a little bit high, according to the home plate umpire. And the count of ball and a strike. 1-1. Emerson's pitch, low and in the zone, and two balls and a strike. 2-1 the count.
See Dusty Adams in left, shielding that sun, Randy. That's got to be brutal over there.
And the pitch low from Eli Emerson, and the count 3-1. Did Eli pitch for Richmond at all last year?
Last year he did. Yeah, he threw that Regions game against Scott Leeser. Kyle Leeser hit a home run off him earlier in the ball game. There was no college season last year, so he was ready to rock basically all year for the Royals.
Three balls and a strike. Emerson's pitch, there's strike two. On the inside corner, the count full, 3-2. Three to the count. Eli Emerson works from the stretch and driven to right field. Check out the new guy in right and making the catch out there is Mason Primus.
Isn't that funny how it works? I mean, he had a pop-up earlier in the game, but yeah. You moved to right, first batter coming at you. I always remember if he just came into the game or something like that, it was like a magnet. The ball's coming. Be ready.
Yep. So one out and Paul Zach, the catcher, to the plate. Paul Zach so far today 0 for 2. 4-2, Dumont leading Richmond. Emerson's pitch, a little bit low ball, 1-0.
Brady Clare gave up those four runs, Randy. There was an error in there, so he's probably got two of them earned.
1-0. Zach takes a strike called and 1-1.
Emerson, the Waterloo Buck this year. They lost to the St. Cloud Rocks in the, West Division Championship game?
Ball and a strike. Mainly pitched out of the bullpen in relief.
That he did.
Swing and a miss by Zach. Strike two.
Slider took a dive on that one.
Is that why he's pitching out of the stretch now? Has he found maybe he feels more comfortable?
I mean, this is the first I've seen him throw. I never got to go watch him or anything like that. He used to always have a windup.
Yeah.
Now it's right from the set. And if that's a relief thing, he relieves at St. Cloud State and relieves in Waterloo.
There's a ground ball past Emerson on the mound, fielded there by Trent Gertgen, the other new guy at a position, and 4-3 in the putout.
So the math would tell us that Brady Clare better be ready right here in center field,
right.
Huh?
That's right. That'll bring up the right fielder, Jake Ulick. Ulick 0 for 2 today.
He's right on top of that plate, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Emerson delivers. Ulick takes outside a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count.
Royals in the draft went with Ethan Vogt, El Rosa, Sam Hupfer from Lake Henry to go along with Carter Wessel, who they drafted going into Regents.
Eli Emerson on a relief of Brady Clare. Pitch inside and now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Be interesting to get Eli's take on it coming from Northwoods League baseball to amateur.
Oh, yeah.
Now and doing that all summer, now coming back to amateur. Is it different on the mound? The pitch 3-0 outside.
It's the same mound, you know, it's just different. I mean, everything's different. You got playing with a ton of college guys and stuff like that. You got talent up the wazoo at
everybody's a good hitter.
Exactly. You can take no batters off.
3-0. There's a strike called and 3-1 now to Ulick.
Apparently he lost his Navy cleats. Eli's got some red Devils out on the mound.
Emerson kicks, delivers. Ulick, ground ball up the middle. Fielded there by Logan Alshire. Low throw. Chase up to that task, though. Scoops it out at first. A little bro love there. And 6-3 in the putout. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 6 full. It's 4-2 Dumont over Richmond. We're back in 1.5.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Valgrave, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Dusty Adams leads it off for Richmond here in the seventh inning. Facing Jordan Roosen, the first pitch to Dusty is a strike called in 0-1. Adams, Chase Elshire, and Brady Clare for the Royals here in the seventh. Adams loops this to right field. That's going to drop in for a base hit, and it's a good way to get the Royals' seventh inning started.
That's what they're looking for, base runners, you know. Can't hit a bases empty two-run home run, Randy. You got to start getting some guys on. Put the pressure on, Roos. You get the leadoff man on. Chase will see him for the third time here, but then top of the order comes around. That's fourth time through. So you're looking to, get moving because, as you had mentioned earlier, not a lot of game left.
Not a lot of game left. Chase Elshire to the plate. Chase 0 for 2 today. Reached on an error back in the second and popped out in the fourth. Roos forced to work from the stretch, and now Chase Elshire calls for time.
Roos and him were in a little staring contest right there. Did you ever like just standing up there ready to hit? No.
No. Adams takes his lead at first, and Roos comes home and pitches outside a ball, 1-0.
Chase had such a huge region the first two weekends for Richmond, 6 for 10. Two RBIs, two runs, three doubles, a walk. He was all over the place against New Munich, like 5 for 6 or something like that.
And then didn't play that last game against St. Martin.
Or the second last game against Lux either.
Right.
Weekend off last weekend.
Pitch a strike call to Chase Elshire in the count. 1-1. 1-1 here in the top of the seventh inning. Dusty Adams on with the leadoff single. Elshire will take high for a ball and 2-1.
Guy you want up there.
Absolutely.
Talk about the wrist all you want. He's still pretty doggone good hitter in there.
2 balls and a strike. Adams has a lead, not a real big lead. And the pitch and driven hard to center field on the run, making a catch as the Dumont center fielders throw back into the infield. And back to first goes Dusty, but Elshire hit that as hard as any ball hit today, Kirby.
Cusatz, awesome read. He was shading him to left center, came all the way across. But, yeah, you said it, hardest ball we've seen hit, harder than the Paul double.
Yep.
It's Chase all over that baby, and just a great sliding catch in right. Dusty with a good read. He's maybe three-quarter of the way to second base, had to hustle back. That would have been an amazing throw if they would have got him there, but tough luck for the Royals.
That ball falls in. It does get by Cusatz out in center field, and Adams scores easily. Here's Brady Clare. He'll drill this to left field. Nice inside-out swing, almost the way Brady hit his first hit of the day. So the Royals first and second with one out, and here comes Dalton Thielen.
Now, this is interesting here now. You got the guy who's been, he's normally a center fielder. He's in the game. He's an active player, but he's DHing today. He got called out for a batter interference. I think number two is going to be hungry right here, Randy.
Yeah. Walked in his first at-bat, scored the Royals' second run, and ground ball to third. So, yeah, Dalton Thielen looking for something to put on the grass in outfield. Jordan Roos' pitch, a strike on the outside corner, and 0-1.
It's a good pitch right there from Rooster. Just put it right on the black, staying ahead. Starting his seventh inning of work.
0-1 the count. Roos looks back to second. And a swing and a miss by Thielen, strike two. Oh, he had a good cut there.
Yeah, maybe chasing out of the zone.
A little high.
Pitch, yeah.
Might have been a ball, right?
That's what I'm saying. You're DHing. You're maybe putting a little more pressure on each at-bat. Trying to impact the game a little more than you normally could.
1-1.
I got 0-2.
Yeah, it should be 0-2. Pitch is high for a ball. 2-1.
1-2.
Or 1-2, excuse me.
You're all right.
One ball, two strikes. Bruce taking time, looking down to Zach, his catcher. Runners lead from first and second with one out. Pitch, Thielen will foul this to the backstop.
Good spot, man. He can locate that off-speed pitch so well, huh? Gets that right in on the hands of Thielen. He can't really do much with that thing other than try to spit on it and keep it foul.
1-2, yet the count. Royals need something here in the seventh. They trail by two. Zach down with the sign to Roos. And Roos comes home. A swing and a miss. Dalton goes down on strikes.
Huge.
Jordan Roos picks up his fourth strikeout of the day.
Huge strikeout right there.
A strikeout in the first and third. Struck one out in the sixth and here in the seventh.
So now the old classmates with the volume turned up a little bit here. Runcie?
Yes, indeed. Trent Gertgen to the plate. Trent 0 for 2 today. Walk back in the first inning. Pickoff attempt at second. Adams gets back. That's fairly close yet. Safe, though, is the call. And, again, Roos maybe just trying to take things away from that batter at the plate, making them wait a little bit.
Just ruin their comfort level, basically. Make them be uncomfortable in the batter's box.
You know, Trent Gertgen, he's hungry. He's hungry. He wants to make it happen against his old buddy. Pitches high to Trent, and ball one. 1-0 the count. Roos ready on the mound from the stretch. And Gertgen will foul this to the backstop, and the count at a ball and a strike.
Rooster's gone the distance, Randy, and that was his 114th pitch.
Okay. Well, he threw about 30 in that first inning alone, facing eight batters.
He was lucky he had the second, third, fourth that he had.
Yep. It's when Richmond picked up their two runs. Pitch to Gertgen, high and tight, and the count at 2-1 now to Trent. Mason Primus, he waits on deck. Oh, he'd love to get in at bat here in the seventh. Adams leads from second. Over at first, Brady Clare. And the pitch to Trent Gertgen. Trent will foul it to the backstop and the count at 2-2. That pitch on the outside part of the plate had Trent hitting it off the end of the bat.
Yeah, I mean, he's just been locating so well lately, Randy. Getting tougher as the heat gets turned up with guys on, game getting later. It's been impressive.
Two balls, two strikes. Now Roos will step off the pitching rubber and wants to talk to Zach, his catcher. Again, that conversation initiated by Jordan Roos.
Yeah. Big spot in the game. Got to get on the same pitch. That's what they're trying to do right there. There's no mound visits rule here in amateur baseball.
2-2 the count, two outs. The kick, the pitch, and Gertgen will foul this again to the net. Count at 2-2.
Battle.
Boy, it is a battle.
Nobody giving in.
Dusty Adams calls for time. Ties those shoelaces of his a little bit tighter. Don't want to trip over those as I'm making my way home.
Boy, center fielder Pat Cusatz, he is deep.
Yeah, he is.
Great catch earlier this inning on the Elshire line drive.
Two balls, two strikes. That seems like a long time ago, Kirby. Here's the pitch to Gertgen. That's outside. Just about gets by Zach, the catcher. Now we're full 3-2. And there'll be a little movement out on the base paths.
Gap shot should tie it. Clare with plenty of speed. If he gets a head start in a gap, he should be able to come around to score. Gertgen, a good power hitter, gap-to-gap kind of guy.
See what happens here. Jordan Roos has the sign from Zach, and his pitch, curveball. Gertgen lines it to right field, coming hard. That's going to drop in front. Adams should score. Here comes the throw. It's up the line, and Gertken delivers the RBI single, and the Royals within a run at 4-3.
Big piece of hitting right there from Gertken. Taking that outside fastball, Randy, and just punching it into right. It drops in front of that right fielder. We talked about how deep the center fielder Kusatz was playing. Then you get the right fielder Ulick playing awfully deep there as well. Now it's a one-run game.
Yeah, and with the runners off, Claire goes first to third, so you still have that first and third. Now you got a little speed on the base paths, too, with Trent Gertken. And what do you do with second base now?
Yeah, they're playing like they're giving it up. That's a big run. You can't just give that to second base with two outs here.
I know. Here's Mason Primus. Oh, he drills it to short. James Paul comes up with it, throws to second. They get the force, and that'll end the Royals' seventh. But they get a run. A run on three hits. No errors, two left. We played 6.5. Dumont 4, Richmond 3. We're back in 1.5.
Come join us for breakfast at Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville. Open at 8 Monday through Friday and 9 on Saturday. The breakfast menu includes specialty French toast and breakfast quesadilla, fluffy pancakes, eggs any style, bacon, ham, and sausage, hash browns, caramel rolls, and more. Plus, come play bar bingo on Tuesday nights at 6:30, sponsored by the Painesville Lions. Great food is always being served at Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers striving for convenience. You can find Pep's Pork products in a variety of places throughout the state. They deliver products to over 25 local stores in central Minnesota, and of course offer their meats at their on-farm meat locker in rural Spring Hill.
Bottom of the seventh inning. Eli Emerson taking his warm-up tosses. Richmond Royal Baseball will have Luxembourg. They'll be playing here about a half an hour after this one's done. We'll cover that for you tonight here on KASM Radio. Luxembourg and St. Benedict.
Don't forget, this evening's Rosary will be heard after our CASM Coveted Cap post-game show. Rosary between games this evening. Maybe some Rosary is being prayed in Richmond right now.
As the number 9 hitter, Carson Muddall, to the plate against Eli Emerson. First time Muddall has seen the right-hander. And Eli's pitch, fastball hits the corner, a strike called, and 0-1.
Some zip on the heater.
Remember the first time I saw Eli Emerson back when New Munich hosted the regional tournament.
Sure, 2017.
Eli appeared on the scene and asked Kirby after the game, who is that kid?
Good story. I mean, so going into the playoffs that year, Alex Buddy took a cleat to the face on a suicide squeeze. He had to go to the hospital to get stitches, so Luke Jokula came in the second inning, swinging a miss right there, is 1-2 the count. So we win the game. Luke Jokula finished off a no-hitter against St. Martin. We're qualified for regions, and the next day it's like, all right, Bauer, you got the ball tomorrow. And I told Andy Bauer that he's pitching, and he comes back. No, man, I've been coaching this Emerson kid in Legion. You should pitch him.
As Muddall rips it down the left field line, Adams will field it in the corner, and a leadoff single for Muddall.
But, yeah, you should throw him. It's like you don't want to pitch, and you want this kid. He's like, well, I'd love to pitch, but this kid's really good. Threw a great game up in Lake Henry. We won a seeding game right there, and it just kind of, like you said, who is that?
Yeah. Speaking of Andy Bauer, saw him earlier today.
Oh, yeah, big bow at the house. You bunting right here with Paul?
I think you are. I think you want that run back. Jamie Paul, just a good bunter in his own right. Looks at that pitch, a strike call, throw to first by Cole Schmitz, and just saving it, Chase Alshire, saving it from going down the right field line.
Call it a strike on the offer. On the location.
Location. Yeah, Paul laid off a bit. 0-1 the count. See if Paul's swinging away now. No, show him bunt again. Emerson's pitch, and Paul goes after that one. He follows it at the plate, and now 0-2.
Slider down and away. Not an easy pitch to bunt right there.
No. So no balls, two strikes.
Got to find a different way to get the nine hitter. Model to second base.
The lead over at first by Model. James Paul at the plate. And Eli Emerson kicks and delivers. Paul pops this one up. Cole Schmitz behind the plate makes the catch for the out.
It's a big one.
That is a big one.
Paul after that double, strikeout. Couldn't get the bunt down and a pop-out right there.
So a pop-up to the catcher by James Paul. Jordan Roos to the plate. Roos so far this afternoon, 1-for-2.
No activity in the Saint pen. Sorry, Randy. It would appear the game is Roos's.
Jordan Roos's game to win or lose. Pitch to Roos. Curveball strike from Emerson and 0-1. Seen a bunch of the Cold Spring Rocky players walk in front of us right now. We know what kind of year they had last year.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of them got drafted after regional play, so they're here supporting those players. 0-1 the count. Emerson's pitch high and tight. Roos is saying that it hit him on the jersey.
That
no plate umpire saying no.
That wasn't even close.
Now they're going to confer with the base umpire, who again is 45
no.
to 50, 60,
well, the mound
no,
is 60.
60 feet away. Yeah.
The mound is 60. He's
make
behind
it 70.
That.
Oh my goodness. Now Blaine Ottman's going to have a word with the home plate umpire. How do you not see that as a home plate umpire is beyond me. Unbelievable. You are less than 3 feet away.
Yeah, and so he's arguing with the wrong guy. There
absolutely.
We go. Now he's talking to the base umpire.
And if I were Blaine, I'd give him a piece of my mind. That's not a correct call right there.
Base umpire, 80 feet away or so.
Yep.
Pitch was up and in, but, I mean, I think there was plenty of room between there. Ottman with the eye roll. Not in love with the call. So first and second now, and you got the three-hitter up. That's a big call in the game. Runs just get that free base right there. They wanted to bunt him to second. Now they get him to second with a guy on first yet.
I mean, we get to this level of play, the state tournament, and they use that appeal call more than any time during a regular game, an amateur season, when you have two umpires. It's ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. Runners at first and second. Model at second. Roos at first.
Time to get nasty.
And here's Matt Thielen, the second baseman. Thielen, 1-for-3. Had a double in his last at bat. That was off Brady Clare. Hasn't seen Eli Emerson. This should be an infield fly with one out. They do call it, and Logan Alshire comes in from his shortstop spot to make the catch for the out.
I don't know. Heart sank with everyone with a Navy rooting interest today, Randy, as you get Miller and Alshire. It's an infield fly rule, but you still have to get under it. And they both kind of looked at each other like, whoa, me? You? Who's it going to be?
Somebody's got to catch this.
Well, at least make it look like you're going to catch
it. Yeah, exactly. 4-3, Dumont leading Richmond here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And the cleanup hitter, Pat Cusat, at the plate. Pitch outside of ball, 1-0. Cusat's today 2-for-3. The center fielder for the Saints. Eli Emerson comes to the set on the mound. And he pitches. Cusat's a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike to Cusat's.
Hit the big RBI in the fifth inning to make it a two-run lead for Dumont at the time. He'd love that here.
Two outs, two on. Eli Emerson, the kick, the pitch. Kosatz pulls it back and out of play in the count 1-2 now.
Fans hanging on every pitch all of a sudden. It's getting awfully exciting, Randall.
It is. One ball, two strikes. On deck for the Dumont Saints, it's their designated hitter, Trent Bestlund. The pitch, a swing and a miss. Kusatz out on strikes, and that'll end the Saints' seventh. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on. We played a full seven here in Waconia. 4-3, Dumont leading Richmond with the eighth, ninth, and maybe more. Who knows? Kirby Hemish coming up in a minute and a half.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295. Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment, Massey, Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry. Woody's Barn Grill in Greenwald wishes good luck to all the area teams in this year's state baseball tournament. Woody's offers friendly service and a great atmosphere, plus good drinks and an excellent menu to serve you better. Choose from a variety of sandwiches, tacos, pizzas, and more. Ask about their homemade barbecue sauce, one of the best all around. When you feel a need for food or a cold drink, head to Woody's in Greenwald.
1, 2, 3,
here in Waconia, a 4-3 advantage for Dumont. First offering from Jordan Roos to Cole Schmitz, just missing outside for a ball. It'll be Schmitz, it'll be Elshire, it'll be Cam Miller. Royals down to their final six outs, down by one. 1-0 offering from Roos, hit on the ground towards short. Paul up with it, strong throw across the diamond in time. The easy 6-3 first out right there to retire Cole Schmitz. Quick one right there, Randy, and we've talked about over regions, and I mean, it seems like I've done 1,000 games with you in the last 2 weeks, but getting the first out with nobody on, getting the leadoff man out, it's just, it's so pivotal.
Such a mind game for a pitcher, absolutely.
So one away, that'll bring Logan Elshire to the plate. As Roos's first offering to Elshire, that pitch missing down for a ball. Logan today, RBI single in the first, flew out to center in the third, struck out in the sixth inning. 1-for-3 for his state tournament debut for Richmond. Has plenty of state tournament appearances for Lux as this pitch popped up, fouling out of play. Evens it up at 1-1. Jordan Roos gone the distance thus far for Dumont. Jordan doesn't like this baseball. It's a fresh one from the umpire. This is always my favorite.
He's going to put it back in the bag. Now he's just going to rub it down a little bit more.
I always like that, too. I mean, in the pros, he would have just fired it into the dugout. But an amateur ball, you just kind of sit there and, oh, yeah, okay, I'll get you a different one. And then you're going to get it back after the next foul ball. Roos rubbing down the new baseball he got, so he didn't like the first one.
Too shiny for him.
Yeah.
I'm sure these baseballs don't get the treatment like a Major League Baseball would.
The 1-1 offering to Elshire. This pitch popped up, and that one will twist out of play. Colin Spooner listening in Duluth. That was Colin asks, what's the pitch count on Roos right now? I have him for 125 after that one. Pitch counts don't count anymore once you get to this stage. 1-2 pitch.
Not an amateur ball.
Fouled at home plate. Elshire falling it off his front foot. He takes a tumble right there. Logan gets up and he shakes it off a little bit. Umpire dusting off a completely clean home plate. giving Elshire some time after that foul ball off his front foot.
4-3 our score. We're in the top of the eighth inning. Richmond trailing by a run.
2-hour and 10-minute game thus far here, top eight. Bruce up 1-2 on Elshire. Time called. Logan sick of staring at Jordan. Center fielder, that's Pat Cusatz. Made a nice catch earlier on Chase Elshire. He's shading Logan to go to left center. Good take right there. Moves our count to 2-2. Cam Miller on deck. Richmond's got to get something cooking here in the eighth to give that middle of the order a chance in the ninth. 2-2 pitch to Elshire. That's popped up and fouled into the netting.
I like the battle between Logan and Jordan Roos right now, Kirby. Making Roos throw more and more pitches here late in the game. And hopefully Jordan gives in to Logan's bat here.
2-2 the count. Roos ready. His 2-2. Off-speed pitch. Just missing right there with the bender. Roos was walking around the mound anticipating that ball going around the horn. Plate umpire doesn't give in. Fills it up at 3-2. Puts the pressure on Roos for this one. Payoff pitch to Elshire. That is fouled at home plate. Just getting a piece of it right there to keep the count at 3-2, fouling that off Paul Zach. Logan was thinking about changing the scoreboard with that swing, Randy.
Yes,
I'm not talking about the hit column. 3-2, the Royal shortstop. Roos ready. He's got the sign from his catcher, Paul Zach. Right-hander rocks and fires. Payoff pitch to Elshire. Cut on and miss. Big strikeout for out number two. Strikeout number six on the day for Jordan Roos. Pulled a string right there.
Yes, he did.
So two quick ones and Cam Miller to the plate. As Miller checks in, working on an 0-for-3 in his state tournament debut. First offering to Cam. Popped up, fouling out of play. Was I off on my strikeout count?
Five.
My apologies, Mr. Roos. One strike to count now on Miller time. Looking to get something going here for Richmond with two gone in the eighth. As Roos ready. One strike pitch. That runs inside on Cam. Evens it up at 1-1. Miller reaches. It'd be Dusty Adams. Singled and scored his last time up. Roos right back, 1-1 pitch. That is in there for a strike. Miller in a hole at 1-2. For Dumont in the eighth, it'll be Besland, Deal, and Zach. That reads 5-6-7 for the Saints against, I would assume, Eli Emerson. Roos is 1-2 to Miller, off speed. That's punched into left center field. That ball is going to drop. Left fielder was playing way in, and I don't know that he had a great read on it with the sun, as that's Carson Maudal. And that ball just drops in between center fielder and left fielder for a two-out single for Cam Miller.
Yeah, I think the left fielder, Kirby, looked up into that sun right away and just trying to judge the depth. Your depth perception right there is messed up. Finally, when he did see that it was sailing on him, I mean, then he took off after it. But he's shading his eyes right now. I don't know. Did you see? Is he wearing sunglasses out there or not?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
So man aboard.
Left them at home with my jacket.
You could buy some at the novelty stand like you. As Adams looks at a first pitch strike from Jordan Roos. Dusty laced a single to right. Came across to score on that RBI by Trent Gertken. 4-3 our score. Richmond down to their final four outs. They got the go-ahead run in the batter's box right now, though, in the form of their veteran. Pickoff attempt back safely at first is Miller. Not much of a lead right there.
You know, not that I'm saying the bottom part of the Richmond lineup is weak at all, but all these base runners you get now, you get back to that top of the order for the Royals, and it's important that you get back to that top.
One strike pitch. This will be trouble. Left fielder coming over. He seems to have it measured, and he does make the catch. Thought the sun might make a play a factor, but Maudal easily puts away the Adams pop fly. That does it for Richmond in the eighth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. 7.5. It is 4-3 still in favor of Dumont. On to the bottom of the eighth coming up in a minute and a half on KASM.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville is serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it's so good, their customers keep coming back for more. Open at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday and 9 on Saturday, you can enjoy your food and beverage in-house or take it to go. Bar Bingo is every Tuesday night at 6:30, and Queen Bee's is also licensed for off-site food and alcohol, so they'd be happy to cater your wedding, groom's dinner, birthday, anniversary, and more. Just call Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville and get the ball rolling. Phone 243-3975. That's 243-3975.